Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm Gaius. Germanicus and I are discussing the Imperial Project, which we know very well. It's 91 AD. The thaw's on. We're very secure because of the Imperial Project. We have legions that are dispatched to troublesome areas. Otherwise, the adversaries, such as they exist at the edges of the empire, do not poke their noses into our business. Not in 91 AD. That will happen several hundred years from now. But right now, our foes, our adversaries, are warned that if you cross Rome, we point a legion at you, and they keep going until you're destroyed or you surrender and into slavery. That's what happens to anybody dissenting from Rome. Germanicus, there's no polite way to say this, so I'll get to it. 21st century Europe, they're vassals of the Imperial Project. We call them allies because we're polite. These last days, the European powers, middle power, I believe they call themselves to use the word power at all, have demonstrated that not only can they not come to an agreement among them to defend themselves, but also they blame us for their inability to come to terms with their own defense. They blame us. You've always provided defense for us. Now you're going to abandon us, I believe, is a way of paraphrasing the complaint. They had an emergency meeting in Paris, no decision. The next day they had a same emergency meeting, hybrid, people on Zoom, no decision. So we know the Imperial Project maintains relations with edges of the empire. However, these particular powers, the middle powers of Europe, believe they're threatened by Russia. What it appears, the Imperial Project, it appears, I don't have it yet, is that the emperor has chosen to make Russia an ally and treat the European allies not only as vassals, but as unimportant, as not part of the defense of the empire. I'm reading this, though. I need your observation.
Mr. Trump's outreach to Russia is intended not to create any sort of alliance, at least not initially, but rather to create the kind of rapprochement and concordat that would settle the European order for the future and settle it in a way where the hangover from the Cold War would be excised and done away with. Were that to be done, Europe would be essentially freed from the neuralgias that have enslaved it since the end of the Cold War, unnecessary neuralgias, I might add, and abetted by the U.S. also, I should add. But the fact is that the European states should be in a healthy economic relationship with Russia and aren't necessarily in need of U.S. nurturing. I mean, the fact is that these states need to get their act together. They pursued policies over the last 20 years that have brought them close to ruin. And I won't let the U.S. off the hook here, because the U.S., by fomenting this aggressive stance toward Russia through NATO enlargement, has brought NATO into, and this would be most of the EU, brought the EU and NATO into a confrontation with Russia that was never needed. And I think part of a rapprochement or concordat with Russia would be creating a new space in which Europe would be able to reorder its priorities. And this will take some time. Right now, the Europeans who've been completely suborned by the previous administrations into a kind of neo-Cold War paradigm, freed of that paradigm, really would be in a position to pull their societies together. And that's up to them. They should do that. If there is a general settlement, you know, like the Treaty of Vienna in 1815, of the Congress of Vienna, you have an understanding with Russia, then things could move ahead positively for Europe, because Europe has been terribly hurt by the American approach to recreate a Cold War and make European vassals completely dependent on the U.S., the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline and trying to separate Europe from Russia has really hurt Germany and other states in Europe, and yet their own policies have hurt them more deeply. The immigration policies and the failure of their social democratic compact all needs to be addressed by them. So to the extent that we can create a general settlement in the European space and pull back and thus create an opportunity for Europe to be less dependent, for them no longer to be vassals. Now, I don't know whether they can take that opportunity and run with it, or whether they'll be so terrified that they are immobilized. I can't say, but this is the opportunity for them to become something more autonomous, more real. And in fact, I think the heritage, if you will, of 80 years of dependency has been so negative for Europe. And I can't blame them for that completely. It is really also the U.S. Empire building, which did no favors to Europe. And now the need for that imperial project in NATO from the Cold War, et cetera, to fight Russia and the evil that it represented is all gone. And I think the great breath of fresh air from the new emperor, if you will, is to say that this was wrong, this was false. And with a sweep of the hand to say, Europe, find your own way. In a sense, we're letting you go to be yourself again. And all of this flows, if it is to happen, from a genuine European settlement that the U.S. is able to orchestrate if it can. But it is good for the U.S. to cease to be an imperial dead hand, and it's also good for Europe to cease being submissive, dependent vassals.
I spend a deal of time reading about modern Europe, Germanicus, and I regret to say that there isn't one I'm worth a darn. They're the same that they were in March of 1936, when the NSDAP, running the German government, moved on the Rhineland with no bullets in their rifles. They didn't have any. If France had shown up that day, history changes for the 20th century. It's the same crowd today, the grandsons of those people. And,
great.
And they're not going to help. They're going to wait to be rescued. And America did it twice in the 20th century, and the imperial project doesn't need to rescue Europe if the imperial project makes common cause with Russia, the heartland.
If we are to have this concordat with Russia, It creates space for Europe. Now, whether they can rise to the occasion is, as you just put it, uncertain, perhaps unlikely. But Europe, to be honest, had the heart knocked out of it in the great 30 years war, which we call World War I and World War II, and you can throw in the Spanish Civil War and other wars between Greece and Turkey and others. It's time to put that behind them and to try and figure out what it is to be a truly real, independent, thoughtful society. And I'm with you. I don't see a lot of that. I see zero leadership. I see so-called leaders like Kallo from
Estonia
and the former prime minister of Finland and many others who are empty vessels.
Merz just elected to head the coalition. This is a man who spent 20 years as a corporate lawyer making no decisions. Caution. We have allies who believe the first and second thing they must do is nothing.
Look at Keir Starmer. Look at Macron. They have to sink or swim. They have to sink or swim, but we can't rescue them and keep them afloat. They've got to become real, actual sovereign societies, which they have not been for a long time. Part of it's our fault, but a large part of it is theirs. They need to own it, deal with it, and start creating working societies again.
We're moving to the Imperial Project, which requires us to deal with the other powers. There are two other powers on the planet. One's in Moscow and one's in Beijing. The one in Moscow is the unlikely power.
Yes.
Because the paper says that they don't have the push they did when they were the Soviet Empire. But this last 3 years demonstrate that they don't fight the war that Europe fights. They fight their own kind of war. Sacrifice. And the shorthand way of it is they win ugly. At the same time, the Russian Empire recognizes the American Empire. That's not true for France. That's not true for Berlin. I don't even know if it's true for Beijing. Does it? Does Beijing recognize that America's an empire?
Yes. I mean, I think there's a recognition of the imperial compass or orbit on the part of China, Russia, and the United States. And I think there's enough of that to create an understanding. I think Mr. Trump has taken the first step with Russia, and I think that is a way to create a world order. People may laugh at the suggestion on the part of Mr. Trump that we should have agreements that reduce, defense expenditures, that we should have new treaties that get us away from war and armaments. But, hey, that's been done before, and it's been done successfully. It was done successfully after World War I. And, in effect, it was done successfully again in 1815 at the Treaty of the Congress of Vienna. There's no reason that the terms of relations cannot be laid out between the dominant powers. And that would be a good thing for the world as a whole.
And we don't need to entertain the idea of peace in our time. Big dog's going to get off the front porch and fight. We know that. It's a question of who's ready for it. And right now, I would say Russia's ready for it in its desperation. Beijing is not, given the collapse of the economy. And in the U.S., well, that's what we're talking about, the Imperial Project. Germanicus is in very careful form today, being generous towards the Europeans. I didn't interrupt him. I don't feel nearly so generous. We're living in Londinium, so it might shade our remarks a little bit. But Wow. If we were to tell our centurions who the prime minister is in 2025, would they believe us, Germanicus?
Well, you do have a feisty head of state in Italy,
and yes.
I admire her. And you do have Viktor Orban, Hungary. You have Slovakia, even Poland. You have people who still have a sense of toughness about them, and so I think there's still hope. But there has to be an awakening in Europe. Europe needs to awaken from the drug-induced slumber of NATO, and once it does, it can find its way. But it has to overthrow establishments. It has to overthrow corrupt ruling classes. That's a tall order. It was a tall order in the U.S. It still hasn't happened yet. But the most recent election in the United States showed that the U.S. still has a vigorous capacity for the people's voice to be felt. So I'm not pessimistic. I think that there are good things going on. And the European reflex, which we've seen, as you mentioned recently in that wild, hysterical meeting in Paris, the European reflex is to, let's go full Cold War, where we'll have it both ways. We'll be completely dependent on the U.S., but the U.S. will take care of everything. Russia will become the enemy again, and all's well. Well, no, it's not. That's going to have to end.
Let's go to Ukraine. Germanicus, I'm Gaius. We're in Londinium. Just a brief moment. That's all Ukraine deserves right now about Mr. Zelensky. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.